health, philanthropic, and medical missionary work. The character of the workers. God wants all who are connected with the sanitarium, whether as physicians, superintendents, or those officiating in any department, to be just what the Bible requires: exemplary Christians. All their business transactions, whether with believers or unbelievers, should be as transparent as sunlight. The fact that one is not likely to be detected in deception or fraud, or downright murder and malpractice, does not make him less guilty in the sight of God. That which God testifies of us when character is weighed in the golden scales of the sanctuary will stand fast forever, unless the sad decision, wanting, is changed because of soul repentance and transformation of character, and pardon is written, and the promise fulfilled: a new heart will I give you. There is need of an entire change in the principles that control many physicians in regard to their example as Christians. They must meet a higher standard, the Bible standard. Let everyone who claims to be a disciple of Christ say, "By the grace of God, I will hold fast my integrity. Get thee behind me, Satan. I will not, under any consideration, enter into a confederacy with your hellish powers." Such determination is uncommon in the marketplace, uncommon in men of business. But let it not continue to be a rare thing in the medical profession, for above every other calling, this requires men of sterling integrity, men who will not break their contracts or be bought or sold. With the invalid, much depends upon the influence you bring with you into the sick room. If you are evil in heart, evil angels stand by your side to urge you in the wrong direction. If you preserve your fidelity, if you are walking in humility, constantly looking unto Jesus, he will impart to you knowledge and wisdom. His presence will give you comfort and peace and hope and success that is truly marvelous. Christ will be at your right hand to guide you. The Christian physician is not to exercise his skill solely in studying disease and its treatment, but he is to be in the highest sense a missionary. In the sight of all heaven, he is to work for Christ, who has bought him with an infinite price. Let no base, groveling thoughts be entertained, but let your conversation be holy. Be ready to speak a word in season. Speak of the value of the soul and of its peril out of Christ. Sow the seeds of truth, and the Lord Jesus will keep your heart and mind. His righteousness will go before you. Heavenly angels will minister unto you, and the glory of the Lord will be your reward. The Christian physician occupies a position as responsible as that of the gospel minister, and he should have no less consecration to God. Careless words and deportment do great harm. They are a savor of death unto death. But if in your daily life you practice the pure principles of the gospel, your example will be a savor of life unto life. Christ's holy maxims will ever be upon your lips, because they are cherished as a priceless treasure in the heart. Those who deal with human minds must cultivate self-control, patience, kindness, forbearance, and Christ-like love. These souls connected with them may be their companions through the ceaseless ages of eternity. There is no respect of persons with God. All with whom we stand related in any capacity should see in us Christ-like attributes, not satanic. Everything should be set in order, and everything guarded against that would cast a shadow over the religious life of the workers, so that they labor in discouragement. The same principles should govern your course toward the youth who have not accepted the truth. Any wrong treatment from you, by word or action, is making their salvation more difficult. Let all in the sanitarium, whether high or low, take heed that not one soul with whom they are connected suffers from selfish, narrow notions. Be noble, be broad, be Christ-like, and this comprehends all goodness and faithfulness. Let it be impressed upon everyone that the moral tone in every department of the sanitarium must be elevated. Time must be given to personal religious culture. All must learn their lessons in the school of Christ, learn to wear his yoke and to bear his burdens, not burdens of their own making. Learn of me, says Jesus, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Let those in command learn how to train others by first training themselves to do justice and love mercy. Do not excuse anything in yourselves that you would condemn in another. Never, never seek to make the workers under you feel the hand of oppression. They are Christ's property. Be careful how you treat the purchase of his blood. You who are appointed as directors are yourselves to be under the direction of one master, even Christ. Take your orders from him. Work as he worked, in love. Give the workers cheerful, encouraging words, remembering that all ye are brethren.
We are reformers. We are not to accept a human standard, but to be governed by the principles of heaven. It does not become reformers to confine the work of reform to some special points which they may choose, to the neglect of others. If wealth is brought to the sanitarium by the sacrifice of one Christ-like attribute or principle, souls will be discouraged, and one soul is worth more than the whole world. Remember that Christ will deal with you just as you deal with those under your care. 1890. The soul's interest cannot be trifled with. Avoid the first approach to danger. Do not see how close you can walk to the brink of a precipice. Your capital is your character. Cherish it as you would a golden treasure. A sanctified ambition to excel in imitating the character of Christ is a safe ambition to cherish, for it is not the will of God that physicians and workers should retrograde. It is His will that they should reach the highest development of the physical, mental, and moral natures. Striving to excel in what is excellent is lawful and promises entire success. You are called to be laborers together with God, whether you are physicians, nurses, or workers in any other branch of the sanitarium. You should ever remember that you are in holy partnership in the great work of God. Realizing this fact, you may be enabled to act your part faithfully according to your ability, training your souls and the souls of others for the future immortal life. A cloud of witnesses is around you. The heavenly intelligences look upon you, and the evil angels are also spectators of your actions. The Prince of Life is watching to see if those who have had such great light and so much knowledge will practice what they have been taught, and help those who have been connected with them in the work to walk in the light as Christ is in the light. O physicians and workers at the sanitarium, how much you need the divine touch! And you may obtain this by believing the word of God. Young men are to toil and sacrifice at every step. God will make them his chief helpers in the work of saving souls if they will be partakers with Christ of self-denial and self-sacrifice. Oh, that I could arouse the physicians and workers at the sanitarium to realize their high calling. About 1891. Influence is a power that we exert over others, and it is the result of our thoughts and actions. We cannot be neutral. We cannot live without exerting an influence either for good or for evil. We create an atmosphere about our own souls that sways the souls of others. Even after we are dead, we still speak, for our works follow us. What we have done has blended with the thoughts and actions of others and become an ever-living influence. What we have been and what we have said is the seed sown, and it will bear a harvest after its kind. The time to determine what will be our influence is while we live. You cannot be what you should be until you are under the guidance of the Spirit of God. Then you can be physicians of the soul as well as of the body. You cannot do the work that God would have you unless you have an experimental knowledge of Christ. The people have long been afflicted with unconsecrated men who have acted independently of the church and have followed their own unsanctified judgment, imperiling our institutions by their unsanctified independence. But our institutions need not accept unconsecrated men and women because they know not what better to do. For consecrated physicians will be raised up to take their place in the work. 1895. God has work for every true believer in the sanitarium. Every nurse of the sick should be a channel of light, receiving light from a divine source and letting it shine forth to others. The workers are not to ape the customs or fashionable display brought into the sanitarium, but to consecrate themselves to God, to be humble, meek, and lowly in heart, pure and elevated in character. Let the atmosphere that surrounds the soul be a savor of life unto life. With some there is too great a desire to be exalted. In seeking self-exaltation, they abase themselves. Let self be hid in Christ, and they will be exalted in due time. All who are engaged in the work of the sanitarium can make themselves a blessing to others by revealing in their own character what a knowledge of the truth has done for them. Let everyone feel that precious souls for whom Christ has died are perishing in ignorance and transgression of God's holy law. Let every unbeliever see that you are in God's service, that your faith is the truth that does something for you.
Thus you will reveal the grace of God in your character. You need to feel that in your ministry to the sick, you are representing Jesus. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Bear in mind that God is your guide, your comforter. What a vineyard you have in which to work! What a field for action! The Lord guides and cheers the humble, meek, and lowly workers, as he cheered Moses in his work. In the commonest duties of life, we may ask God for wisdom for the work to be done. If the worker receives his commission from God, he will be strengthened and blessed. Dangerous temptations will assail you on every side, but ask of God, as did Moses, for his presence and guidance. The Lord said to Moses, "Certainly I will be with thee." This same assurance is given to every humble, consecrated worker. Let every student, every helper, bear in mind that he is to be daily a living epistle of truth and righteousness. Remember that you are not your own, but are bought with a price, even the precious blood of the Son of God. To all with whom you come in contact, you are to reveal that you are the trophies of the grace of Christ, his living instruments to glorify his name. 1896. There are earnest, prudent, warm-hearted, God-fearing, God-loving workers at the sanitarium. But there are many helpers who are not reliable. They are affected by the worldly spirit that pervades a large class of those who patronize the institution. They thirst for applause. They wish to be flattered. They want to invest their wages in dress. They may claim to be Christians, but they do not honor Christ. The lukewarm, selfish, covetous ones, who do not consider that they are making their record for eternity, will be no help to those worldly visitors. 1896.